You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day. Shout outs to everybody listening across North America on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Thank you to everybody listening on the free radio.com app. Thank you to everybody listening on SiriusXM channel 206. People listening on CBSSportsRadio.com. I'm glad that you're hanging out here with us tonight, okay? We got the World Series going on. Los Angeles is down 3-6 and seventh inning just ended. Tampa Bay trying to even the series up at 1. And we got a lot of football to talk about on the show as well. Bobby Valentine, former Major League Baseball manager, former Dodgers player, is going to be joining us. And we already had a hell of a first hour, a lot of calls on Antonio Brown. Don't you move, because in an hour's time, it's another top six list. I'm going to give you my top six list of NFL players that need a change of scenery. The NFL trade deadline is November 3rd, and I want to drop some names that would probably be best served going somewhere else. There's a lot of other things going on in the news. Stan Van Gundy is now the new head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans. Let's see if Zion Williamson is going to be out there on the floor to actually help things out. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss, but we do have some callers who still have some opinions on Antonio Brown. I say if the Seattle Seahawks are interested in him at the end of his 8-game suspension, give him a shot. The Seahawks already have the best offense in the NFL, 33 points per game. They put up more points than anybody else. Their defense is pretty mediocre. They give up about 27 points per game. But if you're adding in an Antonio Brown, I know about his past issues, but he'd be further removed from Florida. Baltimore sounds great. He would be the number one pass-catching option. But do they want to put him in that mix? Seattle, he's not going to be playing with his cousin. He's not going to be playing with his fellow Floridian and Lamar Jackson. He's going to go far away into the Pacific Northwest with Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll. I don't necessarily think that is the worst case scenario for or place for him to end up. Now, I think at 32 years old, he understands this is the end of the line for him. He has to show up and at least be on his best behavior for 8 games into the playoffs. I think it's real simple. I got to let you know the line one more time. 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. And if you want to know what's really scary, it's seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It will keep you up at night. Switch to Geico and save. You can also contact me. I'm on social media everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Mark from Ohio, what are your thoughts on Antonio Brown if he should sign with the Seahawks?
Oh, hey, great show. I'm loving your show here tonight. I think he would do great anywhere. I mean, that's what winners do. They win. And, yeah, his off-the-field antics are a little out there, but then again, he's in the same category as Terrell Owens, Randy Moss, and Michael Irvin, that all would have had the same issues if they would have had a cell phone.
that's likely to be true. And I mean, there was an incident with Randy Moss that was caught on a phone. Michael Irvin, he wasn't in the camera phone era. Yeah, but I get your point. But Antonio, yeah, he's been in social media. I mean, this is someone who's been in the locker room post-game on Facebook Live. I mean, that just that's just totally out there from just a team perspective. So I also think, and I know Michael Irvin had his issues, and you know Randy Moss had his issues. I'm not a rap sheet statistician, but I'd venture to say that Antonio Brown has probably had more issues off of the field.
Yeah, well, he's a great player, and yeah, these greatest players we've ever had, all of them seem like they all had locker room issues. But
okay,
in the end, I want to see this guy play football. I mean, I've been a Steelers fan, so I mean, watching this guy over his career was amazing, and I can't believe that it was cut short. And I'd sure like to see it continue, regardless if it's not Seattle somewhere.
Okay. Thank you, Mark, for calling up from Idaho. I mean, damn. I mean, not every great NFL player has a rap sheet. Where's Russell Wilson's rap sheet? Doesn't exist. Russell Wilson is known for, I don't know. I'm making stuff up. I feel like Russell Wilson is making TikTok dance videos on his bye week with his babies with Ciara. I mean, that's what Russell Wilson does. I don't think I'm going to open up. I was going to say the newspaper, but I guess that's a different era. Super producer Stu Kovacs, when's the last time you opened up a physical newspaper for the news?
Oh, wow. I mean, maybe 5 years ago, maybe a little more. It's been forever.
It's been forever. This is going to sound old, but it's not even old. I used to read the newspaper on the New York City subway. That's how I would get my news while I was on the subway underground. I would read the daily news. I'd read the New York Post. And then if I was above ground in the early nascent days of cell phones, I would flip open my LG and maybe I would get a website or two. But it sounds crazy to say open up a newspaper. But my point is, I would be surprised and shocked as hell if one day I saw Russell Wilson, you know, just, oh, Russell Wilson arrested going, 180 miles per hour, you know, on 10. I mean, come on. Not everybody is out here acting a whole damn fool. Tony's calling up from Wisconsin. Tony, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind, Tony?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call tonight. The thing about Antonio Brown that I'm really rooting for is, everybody likes a redemption story, and everybody's human. So at the end of the day, we all make mistakes. And as long as he's willing to be held accountable for those mistakes and right those wrongs and work hard to whatever team he goes to, I would love to see a talent like Antonio Brown back in the league. But the only caveat that I want to throw into there, which I know this is unrealistic, but being from Wisconsin and being a Packer fan,
yes,
I think it'd be amazing for Aaron Rodgers to get a talent like Antonio Brown, because let's be real, the Packers aren't really very known for drafting number one wide receiver talent for Aaron Rodgers to throw to.
Well, I mean, that would be an interesting pairing? That it looked interesting last year that we were going to get, you know, Tom Brady and Antonio Brown, and all of a sudden these guys are best buddies. I guess that lasted like 2 weeks. But Aaron Rodgers to Antonio Brown, that'd be pretty damn awesome, right? He'd have to share the spotlight with Devontae. But that would be interesting, Tony.
Too, other than Devontae, I mean, some guys have stepped up, yes. But, I mean, you got to think, like, Devontae and Antonio, if they can work together in harmony and unison, they would be the number one and number two targets, respectively. And that would be a heckin' of offense, because Packers are sitting at 4-1 right now, and look how good Aaron Rodgers is doing with what he has. Can you imagine if he had two great receivers on that offense?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Tony, for calling up from Wisconsin. I agree. I mean, you look at what Aaron Rodgers did this past Sunday, one of his worst games ever. I'd say that is just – that's a blip. That's not something that's going to happen on a consistent basis. I mean, everybody's entitled to a bad game, even if you're a future Hall of Famer like Aaron Rodgers. And that would be pretty damn awesome. Devontae Adams, Antonio Brown, Aaron Jones. Yeah, we didn't have to draft anybody. We just waited 8 weeks to try to bring in Antonio Brown. That sounds pretty cool to me. Rodgers calling up from Alabama. Roger, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Do you think Antonio Brown would fit in Seattle?
Hey, JR, man, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Yeah, nah, man, I don't think so at all, man. I mean, because you've already got big-time receivers there. I mean, eventually, heads are going to butt. I mean, there's no way around it. You got to realize this guy, Antonio Brown, his ego is bigger than Southeast Asia. I mean, it wouldn't work out. I mean, me personally, I'm a 49ers fan. I love for Jimmy G to have him as a target.
Hmm. Okay. Now, what's the difference? But you're talking about button heads. What's the difference? I know Shanahan is one of the best offensive minds seemingly over the past several years. It doesn't matter if he's going from the Falcons or if he's now out here with the Niners. What's the difference between Seattle and the Niners?
Well, I mean, Seattle, I mean, they're balanced all the way around. I mean, we're not so much out there. I mean, we need a big-time target.
Okay. I mean, Kittle, Debo, you don't like that these guys are – they hurt too much for you? I mean,
They're too injury-prone, man. Injury-prone. I mean, we need somebody who's consistent. You know, I mean, it's just going to give us the best opportunity to win. Right now,
All right. I could see Antonio Brown giving Garoppolo the side eye, but let's see if that even happens. I appreciate you, Roger.
All right. Thanks, man.
No doubt about it. Let's go to Hawaii. Let's talk to Matthew. Matt, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. When are you going to give me some tickets to visit Hawaii? Is it good out there? Y'all good?
Yeah, come on down. It's going good. You might have to do a quarantine for a bit, but yeah.
Okay. What are your thoughts? Good. I'm glad to hear. What are your thoughts on Antonio Brown in Seattle? Would it work out?
Yeah, I think it would. I hope he gets a second chance to see what he can do. Russell Wilson right now, he's on fire. So, I mean, yeah, just give him a chance because the defense, they've been giving up a lot of points. I mean, yeah.
Well, let's put it in a different way. The defense just sucks. I mean, the Seattle, they already lead the world. They lead the whole NFL in points per game. Let's just throw another touchdown on there. I mean, if they're already putting up 33 a game, let's say Antonio Brown on the field gives them 40, and let's see if they just try to outscore everybody to the Super Bowl. I mean, it's tough, but maybe. Tough there. Thank you, Matt, for calling up from Hawaii. He disappeared before I asked him for the Airbnb information. Let's talk to Mike in Las Vegas. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts?
Hey, JR, man, I think this is going to work out, man. I wish Antonio could come back here, man, to Las Vegas, man.
Hell out of here, Mike. Come on. He jerked the whole franchise around.
Antonio needs, like, a Phil Jackson type of coach, man.
Phil Jackson. What is he, Dennis Rodman?
Yeah, he needs a Phil Jackson type of coach, man, because – I think Pete Carroll is that coach. I think Pete Carroll can, and I think Antonio didn't respect Derek Carr. I think he respect Russell Wilson. I think he really wanted to play with Tom Brady and tried to really orchestrate that trade. But I think it's going to work out for Antonio, man. Antonio is talented. I want to see him do good. And I think it'll work out because of Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll. I think because of those two, it'll work out.
Okay. Let's see if it happens. Thank you, Mike, for calling from Las Vegas. I mean, I did not think that I would hear a Raiders fan say, oh, yeah, I'd love to have Antonio Brown back. I mean, the guy bitched and moaned and complained about what helmet he was going to be allowed to wear. And then he burned his feet in one of those fancy cryo chambers that's supposed to heal your body. I guess he didn't wear the proper footwear. He's over here sparring with Mayock, the GM, before he even plays. I mean, hot damn. I can't remember the last time we've had a singular player. He just basically took a whole dump on the Raiders. Let's ask Gruden how he would feel about having Antonio Brown back. Super producer Stu Kovacs, he is a Raiders fan. Stu, I know you would absolutely love if Antonio Brown signed with the Raiders. You would love it, huh? Would you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the way it went last year, I would be another. That was such an experience. I just, it would just be amazing if that happened again. That's never happening. There's no shot. I mean, Pittsburgh or Las Vegas, there is no shot of that happening.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't think I'd hear someone say, oh, yeah, I'd love to have him back with the Raiders. Not happening. And goodness gracious. Bryce, he's calling up from Arkansas out in Fayetteville. Bryce, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
What's up, my man? Hey, I just want to call in. I think Antonio Brown would fit perfect with the Cincinnati Bengals. We got T. Higgins. We got A.J. Green, who's slowly falling off. I mean, he's looking still decently good. Who knows? Joe Burrow needs an offensive line. Uh-huh. Everybody can agree with that one. Uh-huh. But I feel like Antonio Brown can take Joe Burrow to the next level.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm trying to figure out if you're being serious or if you're being facetious. I mean, this is why, if you are the Bengals and you are trying to establish a winning culture, something that you haven't had, I don't know what, since Palmer? I mean, come on. And he wanted out. You got Joe Burrow. Why would you pair Joe Burrow up with one of the more volatile wide receivers who has played the game and the past fill-in-the-blank years?
Sure. So, I mean, who would that be? I feel like Antonio Brown would fit that role perfectly.
Yes, but why would you – my question is, yes, Antonio Brown is one of the more volatile. And when I say volatile, that's not a compliment. Why would they pair him up with all of his outbursts, with his legal issues? And why would he want to go to a young team that is destined to go nowhere right now? They're just building.
True. That is a good point.
It's a bad combination. I mean, if we're playing Madden, Bryce, oh, it's good. I'm trading for Antonio Brown. Yep. I'm signing him off of the wire.
Yep.
Yeah, but in real life, Antonio Brown is the type of guy that they're trying to keep away from Joe Burrow, okay?
Sure, I agree. All right, thanks, JR.
Appreciate you, Bryce. Thank you for calling up from Arkansas. Yeah, if you got a young quarterback, you're trying to establish and build something, it's already a bad marriage. Yeah. Keep Antonio Brown the hell away from Joe Burrow. Send him to a vet. Send him to an OG. Send him to Russell Wilson, who I think, at this point in time, he is your front runner for NFL MVP. I think it's clear as day. Russell Wilson is on his damn way. Pierre from Baltimore. Pierre, go ahead, quickly.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, I don't know what all these other callers talking about. He need to come on and bring it back home to Baltimore. Baltimore, baby. I mean, he with his cousins, with the Floridians, he'll go perfect. They the only people that know how to control Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, you're savage. We savages in Baltimore. That's the only way Antonio Brown going to work. And we got a good coach. Hallbar, he'd calm down, and he'd be okay. I don't know what all these other callers talking about. He need to come back. He practiced with us all summer. It's only right.
Well, sometimes you need to get away from your family and your folk, man. That's just what it is. When's the last time you've been over to the Inner Harbor?
Yesterday. I live right in Fells Point in Canton. I'm born and raised.
All right, shout outs to everybody and be more. Thank you, Pierre, for calling up from Baltimore. Yeah, sometimes it's good to get away from home, okay? Sometimes it is. But look, there's a lot of quarterbacks all over the place. When we come back, we spent a lot of time on Fitzpatrick last night. Well, Fitzpatrick spoke to the media. And I'm going to tell you what Fitzpatrick had to say. And I'm sorry, I don't feel bad for the guy. Listen to what there was a lot of, oh, I'm sad. When we come back, I'm going to tell you why JR does not give a damn, okay? You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm here in the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can help you do that. We got a lot of folks. People feel strongly about Antonio Brown. Some people will say, hey, I'd love to see him on my team. Some people say Antonio Brown needs to disappear, take a hike, go away. But Pete Carroll, you know, he actually addressed the rumor that the Seahawks are interested earlier today. Listen to what Pete Carroll had to say.
We have endeavored to be in on everything that's going on, and John has done a marvelous job of always being tuned in to what's happening, and this is no exception, you know. So we'll see what happens, you know, as we go forward. But we're tuned in to what's happening there. We do all of the homework we can think of doing. I mean, we will never think that we can leave a stone unturned, and so that's how we how we approach everything, and we'll continue to do that here.
Okay. Jimmy's calling from Myrtle Beach. Jimmy, what do you think about what Pete Carroll just said?
Well, Pete's a real sharp guy, but the reality is two words, Terrell Owens. When you have an athlete, even if he's at the peak of his ability, like Terrell and our man Antonio are probably one of the top five receivers in the game at the time, if he's going to come into a locker room and affect what's going on, is he really a help? You think about a patient who goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, we have something here that can help you, but the cure is more brutal on your system than the problem you're dealing with. Is Seattle in such a place that they want to take a risk like that and go for a cure that could affect their whole system? I'll take your answer off the air.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy, for calling from Myrtle Beach. Hell, I mean, when it's 8 weeks in the playoffs, I mean, why not? Why not? I don't necessarily want to compare that Eagles. I mean, even if we think about Terrell Owens with the Eagles and you say, oh, I paired him up with McNabb. I mean, those guys, I believe they still talk trash to each other till this day. I don't know if that's the case with Seattle. I can't see Russell Wilson getting into a fight with anybody. Jim is going to call from Pittsburgh. Well, Jim is here from Pittsburgh, which means he hates Antonio Brown. Jim, go on ahead.
I don't hate Antonio Brown. I feel sorry for him. Antonio Brown's not going to fit anywhere. He has a very dangerous combination of ego and stupidity. And he's got to muck it up. He's not the only one. There are other people through history. Babe Ruth was like that. He did everything wrong, but he hit the baseball pretty well. And at that time, they tolerated him. More modern John Daly. Kind of like that, too. I don't think, I just don't think Antonio will really fit. He just won't let it happen.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jim, for calling from Pittsburgh. I didn't think I'd ever hear, Antonio Brown in the same conversation of a John Daly, let alone a Babe Ruth. But I don't think it's a full combination of ego and stupidity. We can also sprinkle in some of his, I would gather, just issues. I mean, you don't have the legal issues that he unfortunately has dealt with. You don't get drafted where he gets drafted unless you have issues that exist, I guess, outside of football. So I don't want to rope this around his brain or rope this around him and just say, oh, well, he's just an egocentric jerk. There are obviously larger issues at hand unrelated to the game. And for his sake, at 32, I would hope, even outside the game, that he can kind of stay on track. I mean, his issues, just think about this. And this is the NFL. He's not your, he's not your coworker that you walk into and see at the office. He's not your buddy that you clock in and see when y'all pass each other on shifts. But if you think about his rap sheet, shoot, all the people who sue him, the investigations, man, where else would you be able to exist? Where else would you be able to play a game? The NFL is a results business. It's like, what can you do for us right now? What can you bring to the team? What can you do on the field? And in the case of Antonio Brown, they're not asking the world of the guy. It doesn't matter if it's Baltimore. It doesn't matter if it's Green Bay or Seattle. I know one of our callers had mentioned, oh, man, it'd be great if Antonio Brown was here with us in San Francisco. Somebody else said, oh, I'd love to have him back on the Raiders. When you're in the NFL, you get second chances. If you can do the job, they're going to put you back out there. And if they don't think you can, they're going to sit your ass down. We see it all the time. The NFL is a conveyor belt. And if nobody thought Antonio Brown had talent, if nobody thought that Antonio Brown was not worth the risk or worth the headache, then they wouldn't have him out there. It's simple as that. They want Antonio Brown to go out there and score touchdowns. They're not trying to make cupcakes and sing Kumbaya in a locker room. They ain't about that. They don't care. This is a results-driven business. If you can't go out and help with the results, then you got to have a seat. And speaking of having a seat, Ryan Fitzpatrick found a seat. Ryan Fitzpatrick today said he was surprised that he found the seat so quick because he thought it was his team. We'll talk about it on the other side of this break. There's some other quarterbacks who, if they don't get their act together, and this has nothing to do with Ryan Fitzpatrick, they may find a seat as well. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I want you to hear sad Ryan Fitzpatrick when we come back from break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, enough about Antonio Brown. We're not talking about that guy right now. Let's wait until we get some more information. Let's see if the Seahawks actually do offer him a contract. Antonio Brown is going to have some options. Obviously, Baltimore is an option. Packers would be pretty cool. Man, he'd be a spark plug for anybody he joins for the remainder of the season. I must also remind you, he may not, you know, his suspension might be extended. But I think right now he's at 8 games. Let's see if the Seahawks decide to give him that opportunity. And speaking of an opportunity, I told you last night that Tua Tagovailoa is going to be the starter for the Miami Dolphins. And that means Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to have a seat. And I would say 8 out of 10 callers, and we had a lot of callers last night, 8 out of 10 callers basically agreed with me and said, yeah, go ahead, give Tua a shot. Give Tua Tagovailoa his opportunity. Like, there's nothing going on here. And then 2 out of 10 callers, I'd say 2 out of every 10, would call me and tell me how great Ryan Fitzpatrick is. They would tell me about Fitzmagic. They would tell me how well he was playing and that he was going to take the Miami Dolphins, you know, further down the road, even though I don't know what that means. And it was mind-boggling to me that there are some people out there that love Ryan Fitzpatrick so much. What the hell has he done for 15 years? He's had his stretches. But the reason why he's been on a million teams is because he has stretches. It doesn't matter if the stretches 8 games, 2 quarters, 4 games, 2 quarters. Look at his game log. I encourage you, just look at what he does. He's off and on. He's as off and on reliably as anybody could be. And for somebody drafted in the 7th round, he should be happy that he's had this success. Okay? I tweeted out today. A matter of fact, you need to hear this first. Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's 38 years old, with the Dolphins right now, who are 3-3, yes, in the AFC East, and yeah, the Buffalo Bills are more than likely probably going to win it. You still have Belichick. The Jets might as well not even exist. Yes, the Dolphins have an opportunity to maybe make the playoffs. But is that what the hell this is about right now? The Dolphins going to the playoffs? The goal of the team, the goal of the franchise, selecting Tua Tagovailoa at number 5, is to develop him. Let him get the experience. And if they feel he's just as good or better than Ryan Fitzpatrick, then play him. And Flores basically said as much today, They love what they've seen in practice. They feel that he's gotten a box check just by checking into a game to end it against the Jets a few days ago. They feel it's time. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, he knows his time was basically coming. But today he spoke to the media and he talked about how hard it was to get benched. Listen.
My heart just hurt all day. Like it was heartbreaking for me. You know, and Flo kind of said what he said and said what he said to you guys as well. And that's the decision and the direction that the organization is going in. We've talked in the past, me and you guys, about, you know, how I'm the placeholder and this eventually was going to happen no matter. It was just a matter of kind of when, not if. It broke my heart yesterday. And, you know, it's a tough thing for me to hear and to now have to deal with. But, you know, I'm going to do my best with it.
Oh, my goodness. You would think somebody snatched his dog up off the leash and ran away. Look, I can understand. Okay, you're disappointed. I can understand being sad that you're not playing. Okay, I get it. I can empathize with that fact. But there's no surprise. There's no shock here. You knew this was coming. What, you thought you were 3-3? When the hell did 3-3 become some great accomplishment? It's not like the Dolphins were out here. They're 6-0. It's not like they're 4-2. You're 3-3. You know what that means? Your ass is average. The team is mediocre. The expectation was for you to have a seat. You know, he's talking about, oh, my goodness, I basically feel that I got fired. I got to sit on a Zoom conference with my coach who fired me, and I got to sit with my other coworker who's taking my job. This is the nature of the business. You knew this was going to happen. I don't have any sympathy for the fact that he feels hurt. It's part of the game. I appreciate his honesty. I think it's cool. But in him being honest, you got people like me who don't give a damn. Okay? I had somebody tweet me today and said, oh, well, JR, it's not all about money. Yeah, well, you're damn right. It's not all about money. But when you play this game, you sign up for criticism. The same way that I sign up for criticism sitting here with you on the airwaves. Come on, I got people who tweet me and people who send me messages, people who don't want to call me on the phone because they feel much more bold behind a keyboard with their thumbs. Okay? But the reality is, in the NFL, you sign up for criticism. You get paid the big bucks because you have people all over the country, all over the world looking at you. When you have exposure, it comes with a cost. It comes with the cost of criticism. And for him, Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's been doing this for 15 years. Okay? 15 years. He's entitled to feel however he wants to feel personally. But to sound like, woe is me, I mean, come on, man. This is your job. You've been cut how many times? You've been released how many times? Ryan Fitzpatrick, for who he is and what he's been, he's had an amazing career. So, I mean, good. You know, yeah, you feel bad. You feel sad. You're entitled to feel that way. You're a human being. But I don't feel sad for you, Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm happy to see Tua get his chance. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick actually said, hey, this might be my last snap of my career. Well, damn it, bro, you had a good one. Drafted out the 7th round. 15 years in the league. Come on. Frank is calling up from Georgia. Frank, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What you got to say, Frank?
Hey, man, the average number of years a player spends in the NFL is like 3 years. Fitzpatrick has 15, so he has nothing to complain about being a 7th-round pick. And let me give you another example. You look at a team like Kansas City. They're already a good team with Alex Smith. But, you know, of course, they went on him, benched him for, you know, Pat Mahomes, and look what happened. I mean, you went from good to being Super Bowl contending great. And the Miami Dolphins see that. I mean, Tua has the talent. And, I mean, is he guaranteed to be like Pat Mahomes? No.
But hell no,
you got to see. I mean, you know, you drafted this guy number 5 for a reason.
Correct. I agree with you, Frank, and thank you for calling up from Georgia. Shout-outs to everybody listening on 92.9. Listen, I wouldn't be saying any of this about Ryan Fitzpatrick if he just said, yeah, I'm disappointed, obviously. I knew this was coming. This might be the end of my career, might be my last snap. Yeah, I'm obviously sad, but I'm going to keep on going. But he was honest, but at the same time, it sounded like he was ready to throw a pity party. This is your job. Come on, man, stop. Not trying to hear it. And then if you go to another city, if you go out to Cleveland, you know, you got Baker Mayfield, who doesn't know if he's a turnover machine or what the case might be. The Browns are 4-2, which you think might be good, except for when it's time for them to lose, they get their asses kicked royally. Let's get a touchdown. Let's get two field goals and let the other team score like 38, 39 points. That's what happens when they play Pittsburgh. That's what happens when they play the Ravens. They can't get over the hump. They can't beat the good teams. And Baker Mayfield, for somebody who's generally done a lot of talking, he's toned it down over the past several months. He's made a concerted effort to tone it down. Baker Mayfield, he's talking to the media. And after his last game where he had two interceptions against Pittsburgh, Baker Mayfield right now says, I'm not worried about what is said about the team. Listen.
4-2 has never felt so much like 0-6 before. So but that's because, you know, we have very high expectations for ourselves. So we're eager to get back to work and to get out there and fix the problems that we know are within our own control. I don't give a damn what they say. It's within this building. We know we can be better. I know I can be better. And that's how it's going to be handled. The outside noise doesn't matter. They get paid to talk. We get paid to do our work.
You're damn right. You are damn right. That is the attitude that you should have. You know, it doesn't matter if you're Ryan Fitzpatrick. It doesn't matter if you are Baker Mayfield. Yeah, you get paid for what you do on the field. You get paid for what you do in the practice facility. That is your job. I'm actually happy that Baker Mayfield said that. Baker Mayfield should not give a damn what JR says about his performance. You want to know why? Because I ain't his coach. I'm not the GM. You know, and this is the thing. His general manager might be influenced by the media. The general manager might be influenced by the team, or excuse me, the city. But maybe that doesn't mean he's the best general manager for the job. But ultimately, you know, what you do on the field, what you do at the practice facility, what you do when the lights are on, what you do when the lights are off, when the spotlight isn't there, that's what you should care about. And yeah, the Browns right now are 4-2. And yes, there's controversy surrounding the Browns. Oh yeah, we have high expectations. You guys win and then you stink the joint up. People are going to always talk about the Browns. So people will talk about Baker Mayfield. You don't come into the NFL with all of that hype, all of that mouth and all of the talk. You better be able to back it up. Otherwise, people will be talking. 27 turnovers last year. A couple of turnovers this year. Yeah, if you can't get over the hump, yeah, get ready for the criticism. And somebody else feeling the criticism right now, you got to go out to Minnesota. They are ugly. Kirk Cousins is ugly. 11 touchdowns and 10 interceptions for a Vikings team. That is 1-5. Kirk Cousins, he knows he has to get better. I mean, luckily for him, his backup is Sean Mannion. Listen to Kirk Cousins about his own struggles on the season.
You just have to play well, you know, in this business. And the reality is if the pace, you know, that I'm on in terms of the interceptions, if that were to continue, I won't finish the season. I won't, you know what I mean? So there's a little bit of, you know, you got to improve, whether it's them telling me, hey, we got to improve, or them pulling me. You got to get better, and that'll be what the rest of the season will be about for me.
Man, this guy got 2 years, $66 million left on his contract. He can get sat down, but he ain't going nowhere, okay? And then if you go ahead and look at the Eagles, oh, Wentz, 8 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Doug Peterson, he's starting to increase those reps that Hurts is getting. This is what Doug Peterson had to say about Carson Wentz's performance this past Sunday.
Carson played a heck of a football game. He played tough, played smart, you know, resilient guy, resilient group, rallied his troops, made some tough throws against a really, really good defense. You know, proud of him for hanging in there and amidst all the, again, some of the injuries we had.
Oh, some of the injuries. You know, I don't know who's starting on the Eagles offense right now. Now Ertz is also hurt. Now your running back is also down. I mean, they ain't got nobody. Yeah, all you can do is increase the opportunities that Hurts gets. And Doug Peterson, he's actually said he's going to do that too. So don't be surprised if Hurts gets more opportunities as the season goes on. Yep, it's volatile playing in the NFL. If you don't perform, they will sit you down. You can get paid the big bucks, but that's not a guarantee that you're going to get the playing time or that you will get the opportunities, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I just told you about some quarterbacks who have got sat down. Ryan Fitzpatrick is on a bench now. He's holding the clipboard. Kirk Cousins stinks. Carson Wentz, he doesn't have anybody to play with. And even if he did, he might not even hit his receivers in between the numbers. Baker Mayfield, this guy needs to live up to where he was drafted. Needs to live up to the expectations. But I think he is who he is. When we come back, it's time for a top six list. I'm going to give you top six players in the NFL who need a change of scenery. The trade deadline is coming up, folks. I'll tell you these six players when I come back. There's going to be some surprises. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.